I like to read my favorite poem, which takes place in Amsterdam. It's called Space Cake Amsterdam. I've had this strange experience of near-death experience in Amsterdam at a poetry reading, as they gave me some food and I took it and cakes and all, and I didn't know what it was. Only after I realized that this was a space cake, and they thought, since I come from Nepal, it will be okay for me. But I had never taken space cake or hashish cake, whatever. So this is quite an experience. Space Cake Amsterdam. Don't panic, they said. Remain cool like your Krishna. Meditate maybe, like Buddha, uttering Om Mani Padme, jewel in the lotus. Or lie down and relax like Vishnu on the python bed, to float on the ocean's currents, buoyant on the invisible thread of your breath in slow motion. Millions of cats prowled around me. Smoke from shared sex and hashish joints stung my eyes. Unsettling tongue of an awkward fire fed my stomach. I squinted queasily towards the formidable edge, unknown, ominous frontier of human life. They laughed a secret laugh behind my back. Isn't it crazy that this man from Kathmandu should get stoned from a piece of space cake in Amsterdam? Don't be serious, laugh. Celebrate the flame of life, a woman's voice said. Hold my hand. I can imagine you are alone on this trail. I've been there once, she whispered. Her tongue curled like a dry leaf in my ear and cackled. How much did you take? Just a piece? I took 38 grams once. It can be crazy if you don't know it's coming. But just don't worry too much. Don't lose your control over things. You can kiss me if you like. You can pat my back, you can tickle my belly, you can stroke my breasts for a while, if it comforts you. Sometimes it can be heavenly, this licking the rim of forbidden frontiers of human life. Maybe read a poem of yours, someone said. My heart raced wild, and I heard some girls gossip in the next room. What if we get sick in Europe? Don't we get sick in Asia? Just take it easy, another voice said. You won't go psychotic. Remember one thing, whatever happens, you can always make a comeback. Faces of my dear ones veered past my eyes. I felt the delicate thread of my life slipping through my fingers. Hey man, it's fine. Don't worry too much, my host shouted. Drink a lot of water. Drink black tea or coffee, a guest suggested. Or take lots of orange juice. Maybe sing your favorite song, a woman said. Or recite one of your Hindu mantras. Or maybe stick your finger in your throat. Another voice came sheepishly. And throw up. You probably haven't digested everything yet. Questions came like wind slaps. Can you tell me what they call boredom in your mother tongue? Do you remember your email account and password? Discuss your children, if you have any. Shall I bring my little daughter before you? Maybe you would feel better seeing her brilliant eyes. I imagined a child's face and clung to it. Like a penitent would hold on to a sacred cow's tail in his afterlife and slept on it all through the river of blood. Hours passed by, and then I heard someone say, what if he had freaked out? What if death had stalked our house tonight? Hearing these words, I woke up, knowing I had come back, stepped on the familiar shores of life, where death is feared, a distant, distrustful thing. My drowse burst like a glacial that cracks from a rumble of a seed of fire that explodes somewhere in Earth's deep sleep.